This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 20. That Thursday was Thanksgiving, and Tally was feeling very thankful. And nervous, and excited, and like she wished time would move a little faster. Tally and her parents always drove to her grandparents' house an hour away for Thanksgiving, and her aunt and uncle met them there as well. While the adults had cocktails and appetizers, Tally slipped out to the covered porch off the back of the house to call Mac. "Hey, are you having the best Thanksgiving ever?" Mac asked dryly. "Because I am. I love having 28 cousins in my house." Tally laughed. "At least you have other kids there. I'm the only one." "True," Mac replied. "How are we going to make it until Wednesday? After today, that's 5 whole days until we leave." "I know. I'm going to pack tomorrow, I think." "Hey, so I was so excited, I didn't even think to ask Ryan. Which horses are going to Florida besides Sparkles and Cam?" "There's 4. Wait, hang on a second." The phone got muffled as Mac called something out and then returned to the phone. "I have to run in just a minute. Something about football. Anyway, it's Sparkles, Cam, Isabel's junior hunter Pip, and Maestro, the dark bay at the end of the aisle by the indoor ring." "Oh yeah, he's really cute. Who owns him?" Tally asked. "A woman named Suzette. She's friends with Cam's owner Pia, actually. She shows in the adults, too." "Ugh, I have to go. Everyone's yelling for me now. I'll call you tomorrow when I'm packing." Tally said goodbye to her friend and stared out the porch windows at the bare trees blowing in the wind. Florida. Tally had never been before, and she'd only seen horse show photos from the winter circuits. Actually, she'd never even seen a palm tree in real life before. She hoped she wouldn't feel out of place at such a big show so far from home. When her family began slowing down on their Thanksgiving meal, it was time for the annual tradition of everyone sharing what they were thankful for that year. This year was easy for Tally. "I am thankful for my parents allowing me to show in Florida and for all the amazing riding opportunities I've been getting," Tally said. Her father beamed, and her grandparents, aunt, and uncle all looked happy for her and maybe a little confused. "You've gotten really serious about your horseback riding, haven't you, sweetheart?" asked her grandma. Tally nodded her head yes. "That's wonderful, dear. It's so fulfilling to find something you love this much." The next day, Tally carefully folded up 3 pairs of tan breeches, a pair of navy schooling breeches, 3 show shirts, 1 short-sleeve workout top, a sweatshirt, a pair of pajamas, and her show jacket, tucking them neatly into her carry-on suitcase. Then she went to her drawers and pulled out enough underwear and boot socks for her 4 days of riding, plus an extra pair of each, just in case. Ryan had emailed her parents the details. Tally would take a lesson on her arrival day, Wednesday. Then she would have a warm-up day in the show ring on Thursday. On Friday, she would flat Cam and take a tour of the showgrounds. And finally, her division, the Low Children's Hunters, would run across Saturday and Sunday. It was the most riding she'd ever done in a short period of time, and Tally could not wait. The rest of Friday and Saturday crawled along at a painfully slow pace, and then on Sunday, she was due at the barn by noon to help get the horses ready to ship. Following instructions from Isabel, she gave each of the 4 horses a thorough grooming and then helped put stable sheets on them, matching plaid blankets that looked tidy and fancy, Tally thought. The horses' trip south would take a full day, including stops for water and to replenish their hay. Ryan had hired a professional shipping company to take the horses to Florida, while he and Lupe drove the Field Ridge trailer down with supplies a day earlier in order to set up at the show stalls. The shippers called Brenna and said they will be here in about 45 minutes, Isabel said. Thanks for all your help, Tally. Brenna and I will make sure the right horses get loaded onto the truck, she added with a little laugh. Okay, when are you getting to Florida? Tally asked. I fly down on Tuesday. We're going to try horses in the afternoon Tuesday and then some more on Wednesday morning. How about you? Mac and I get in Wednesday afternoon, Tally said. I've never done a winter circuit before. I still can't really believe it. Well, this technically isn't a winter circuit, Isabel explained. That starts in January. But this horse show is so popular, they added some December dates as well. I think our week is called the season kickoff, since it begins on the first day of the new show season, December 1st. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Well, whatever. It's winter, and we're going to be warm, so I don't really care what it's called, Tally said with a laugh. Exactly, said Isabel. It's like bonus time in Florida. Pip loves it down there. You and Cam will, too. Tally smiled. Are you selling Pip to buy a new horse? No, we're not selling Pip. I'm actually going to move up from the 3-3 small juniors to the 3-6 small juniors on him, said Isabel. We're shopping in Florida for a jumper for me that my sister can also ride when I leave for college. Tally recalled seeing Isabel's younger sister, Louisa, around the barn, but they hadn't taken lessons together yet. So the trip is horse shopping for you and showing Pip also? Yep, my first time in the 3-6. I can't wait. Me neither, said Tally, grinning broadly. I even set a countdown clock on my phone. I love it. Well, I'm going to check in with Brenna. I'll see you down there. Tally said goodbye to Isabel and then slipped into Cam's stall. She stood at his chest and scratched around his ears. It was always so sweet and peaceful to spend time with him. Tally dug into her coat pocket for a peppermint, and Cam made adorable nickering sounds as she did. Hold on, hold on. I'm going as fast as I can, said Tally with a laugh. Cam gobbled up the mint, and Tally gave him a strong hug around his neck. Travel safe, buddy. I can't wait to see you in a few days.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.